What's up, party people? It's your girl, YVette, with another episode of This Ain't For Everybody. I just wanted to come to you real fast on this Easter Sunday and just let you know that anxiety is so real, you know? And I noticed that every single time I drink coffee, I get like butterflies. So I just kind of Googled it to kind of find out why was that. And I realized after reading this that coffee increases your anxiety. And if you get a chance, just go ahead and look at that, especially for those people who have anxiety. And I noticed the anxiety is very real. And recently, I had been asked to do something, go somewhere with my best friend, my cousin, you know, and although I really wanted to go with her, and I am going with her, I realized that the turnaround time that I was given to respond really gave me anxiety. I mean, I just was thrown into this anxiety and it was crazy. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. I don't know, you know, what to say. I don't, you know what I'm saying? And I just realized it was just so real. I just, oh my gosh, it was horrible. And I didn't let her know because I knew that, you know, she needed this time and things like that. And I wasn't going to let her down because, like I said, she is my best friend. She is my cousin and she's never let me down. But in the moment, what I realized after talking to, you know, some of my other good friends and, you know, these people are really good support systems in my life. I realized that all I had to do was talk to her and let her know that this gave me so much anxiety. Although I wanted to, I am going, and my answer was going to be yes. It was just the fact that that turnaround time was so quick. And I'm such an introvert and people don't believe that, but I am such an introvert. And so that gave me anxiety, you know, but I did have a chance to talk to her and let her know what was going on. And although I bought my ticket already and everything, I was just trying to see if this was going to help me feel excited, help me feel less anxious and, you know, start to prepare my mind to go on this trip. Anyways, it was not really working, but I was able to talk to her and let her know that I had so much anxiety. She was very understanding and she apologized. Anyways, yeah, anxiety is real and we just got to talk about it and let people know that especially when you're an introvert and things happen so fast and you don't get a chance to process it, yes, you would definitely have some anxiety if you're like me. Some people are not, so it may not cause them anxiety, but it really did cause me a lot of anxiety and I feel like some people thought that, oh, you just really don't want to go. And that's not it. It was just the fact that I was so anxious and nervous. It was crazy. But nonetheless, I felt great. I was able to talk to my cousin. And all is well in the world. So I just wanted to come on here and share with you, like, if something gives you anxiety or somebody does something, just let them know. Because, you know, everybody always talk about mental health and how real it is. And that is very true. Mental health is real. Anxiety is real. And some of us have it. And a lot of people don't even know it. That's all I got. Have a great Easter Sunday. Make sure to give God all the glory and all the praise for His grace and His mercy. Okay? Because He is. Woo, He is everything. And without God, honestly, I don't know where I would be in this world and in this life today. So, with that being said, have a wonderful week. on purpose. Do something kind for just one person this week. Be safe, stay healthy, and as always, activate your faith.